My name's Michelle O'Woo and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project today. The date is the 6th of August 2009 and the time is now 10:28 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
Moira Ross. I'm 55 and I live in Dorset.
Hello.
But I'm from Edinburgh.
How are you?
How am I? Nervous.
What are you nervous about in particular? Anything
just
in particular?
Making a fool of myself. How can you make a fool of yourself sitting reading a book?
I'll come on to that in just a moment. Just picking up on what you said. So you're originally from Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
When did you move down to Dorset?
Dorset, about 2 months ago. But I've lived in London since 1974. So it's a long time. It's over 30 years.
So what prompted the move down from Edinburgh originally?
Doesn't everybody come to London at some point? And I just never made it back again.
Were you working there?
Yes,
or?
Yeah. I worked for a chemical company in Fetter Lane, off Fleet Street. And worked for them for about 6 years. And then, what did I do after that? Got married, went to live abroad, came home, had babies, and that's about it. Very boring.
Where were you living abroad?
Marbella, in southern Spain.
And why was that?
Shortly after we got married, we bought a hotel restaurant in Sussex, and we sold that after a year. And we didn't want to come back to London at that point, so we literally took a map of Europe and closed our eyes and stuck a pin on it. And it landed in Marbella, so that's where we went. And we stayed there for just under 2 years, bought a bar, the usual thing. And then decided to come home before the property market ran away.
What was it like in Marbella then?
Hot.
What were the people like?
Oh, they were all right. There were lots of Brits, of course, down there. They were a nice bunch of people. I enjoyed it. They were all a bit shallow, really, but a lot of them were. But, no, it was nice. We had a nice time. We enjoyed it, but I was glad to get home.
Did you decide it was just time for a change? You'd had enough, or did you miss home? What was it?
I don't like hot weather. That was the main thing that got me back. My husband would have stayed there forever, I think. He loves hot weather, but... We came home on a holiday for 6 weeks, I think. We drove home, because I don't like flying. And that was in 1982. And we could see that house prices were getting very, very expensive. So we thought if we didn't come back reasonably soon, we might not be able to get on the property bandwagon again, because we'd sold our flat to go there. So that's why we came back. So here we are, back here, moved back to London, stayed there for years, and moved to Dorset just a couple months ago. That's it. My life in a nutshell.
What are you doing on the plinth today? You're reading a book.
I'm going to read a book written by a friend of mine. It's not been published. It's a book of short stories. I've read it before. And I'm going to read it again, because it's good.
What's it called?
It's called... Let me get it out and show you. It's called... Apparently, I've Gone Missing.
And who's it by?
A young man called A.M. Lawrence.
What can you tell me about A.M. Lawrence?
A young man. He's the same age as me. Alan, his name is. I've known Alan since I was 7 years old. And we're still friends, and I still visit whenever I'm up in Edinburgh. And he wrote this book, I'm not exactly sure when, and hopefully we'll get it published sometime.
How do you know him?
He was my next door neighbour in Edinburgh. So, yeah, he was seven. We were seven when we met.
Is this his first book?
Yes, I think so. I don't know, actually. I'm not certain. But it's short stories. It's excellent.
Have you got a favourite story that's in there?
I like the first one, which is the title track, as it were, the one called Apparently I've Gone Missing.
What is that about?
It's about, it's a long time since I've read it, but it is about a young man who, he's been at a party and he's got drunk and he's sort of fallen down the back of the sofa. And he's reported missing because he hadn't gone home. It's just very funny.
Are they all funny stories?
No, they're not all funny. But it's, as I say, it's a long, long time since I've read it, so I haven't read all of them.
Does he know that you're going to be reading his book?
He didn't, but I sent him a text 10 minutes ago. an email 10 minutes ago.
Has he responded?
I don't know, because my phone's off. Probably not, because he's at work.
What's he do?
He works for the Edinburgh University Library. So,
what do you think his reaction would be if he knew?
I don't know. I hope he'll be pleased. I'm sure he won't mind. I'm sure he won't mind at all.
Can you remember why you wanted to take part in this project originally? What did you hear about it?
Well, I heard about it on the television, on the news, I think, and when I saw that you were looking for people to go on it, I don't know what made me hit that button that said apply on the website. I don't know why I did it, really. But I did, and I got accepted. So here I am.
What were the circumstances of you applying? Were you just... were you working? Were you just
relaxing?
I was
reading the newspaper on... I think I was reading The Times online. And I read about it and went onto the website and saw the Apply Now button. So that's what I did, not thinking for one minute that I'd get onto it.
Have any of your family applied?
My daughter has, but she hasn't got a place. But hopefully she will in the next one.
So when they let you know that you had a place, how did you feel then?
Surprised. And I wasn't going to accept it. I didn't apply for it thinking I'd get it, so I never win anything, ever.
Does it feel like you've won something?
Well, a place, yes, yeah. So I almost didn't accept it. Because in fact, I was supposed to be on holiday this week.
Oh, where were you going to be?
We were going to Falmouth for a week to have a look around Cornwall. But it doesn't matter, I can go anytime. So I then stupidly mentioned it to the family, who then wouldn't allow me to back out, who were ringing me regularly to say, have you accepted it yet? Because you've got to do it by Tuesday or whatever. So I did, in the end.
Why are they so keen for you to do it, do you think?
I have no idea. I don't know. Well, I suppose they think it's a bit different, isn't it? It's an historic event. Even although there are 2,400 people all taking part in it. So they were very keen for me to do it, and at the time it was so far away, it didn't seem quite as scary as it seems right now when it's 23 minutes away.
You said earlier on that you weren't the kind of person that would normally do this. Mm. So what kind of... Tell me a bit more about your personality. Describe yourself a bit.
I'm easily embarrassed, I think. It's probably the best description. This isn't me flaunting myself in public like this. But we'll give it a go, because I'm not doing anything embarrassing, just reading a book quietly. But I might fall asleep as well.
You're very tired.
Very tired, yes.
Did you get much sleep last night?
No, I got about 2 hours and then jumped in the car and drove along here in pouring rain. So it was... Anyway, the traffic wasn't too bad. Didn't take me that long.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
At the moment, my family. I don't work, so... No, just my family. I have two children, two daughters. So as long as they're happy in life and get well settled and organised, I'll be happy.
How old are your daughters?
One's 24 and the other one's 20.
Where do they live?
The 24-year-old was Twickenham in Strawberry Hill, and the 20-year-old is at university in Falmouth, at University College down there.
What is she studying?
Fashion design. So she's home for the holidays at the moment and working hard. She's got lots of project work to do, so she's cracking on with that.
And is your husband working?
Yes.
What does he do?
He's an architect and a developer. So he's actually still very busy considering the credit crunch. So fingers crossed, long may it continue.
So there hasn't been any impact really on him then?
Well, he hasn't tried to sell anything yet. At the moment, the projects he's got at the moment are in mid-project. So hopefully by the time they're built and people will be buying property again. So fingers crossed on that.
You mentioned also that your daughter is having a meeting with him today.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, she works for a building company who are doing one of his projects at the moment, so he's meeting up with her just as an excuse to drag her out to come and see me, I think, because they're only 5 or 10 minutes walk away. So,
were you aware of Antonioni's work before this project?
Well, I know the Angel of the North, doesn't everybody? But I'm not really aware of much of his other stuff. Yeah, fleeting. He's done other statue type things, hasn't he? But the Angel of the North is such a huge thing that you can't really miss it, can you? But that's the only thing I'm really aware of.
Did that have any bearing on you applying for this? Was it because of him?
No, it wasn't because it was him, but then I suppose it would have been somebody called Joe Bloggs doing it, then I probably wouldn't have even read the article about it. But because he is well known, that's why I paid attention to it. And that's why I'm here now. Oh dear.
You said you're easily embarrassed.
Well, for things like this, yes. I don't want the whole world staring at me, which is why I'm just going to sit quietly and read a book. Then they might all switch off their internet connections. I might bore them to death.
How would it feel to be watched, do you think?
Well, the thing is, I don't know how many people are watching, do I? I'll only see the people that are out there, so I won't think about that, really. I don't know if there's 10 people watching it on the internet or 10,000. Can you tell how many people are watching? Really?
I can't. They, other people can.
Really? You know how many people are logged on?
I think they can. I believe they can.
Now, it'd be interesting to publish those figures, wouldn't it? Who was watching when I was on? 6 people. All family.
Are they going to be watching your family?
Well, my daughter one daughter's up here, the other one's at home in Dorset, so she will be on the internet. I'm sure my sister and brothers will.
And you said have you postponed your holiday in Falmouth?
No, we're just delaying it. We're going next week instead.
Yeah.
So we'll just go next week.
Have you been to Cornwall before?
Well, my daughter's at university there.
Oh, you said she's at university there.
So we like it a lot down there. So we thought we'd actually, because we go down to visit and it's a mad rush. Dash in, help her clean her flat, take her out for lunch or whatever, and then leave. So it'd be nice to go down and spend a few days there just to get a feel for the area. It's a nice town, Falmouth. Nice town. And she enjoys it. So we shall do a spot of sightseeing, see a bit of the country instead of dashing between London or Dorset and Falmouth and seeing the motorways.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.